It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is with us on the Trocare College Lifeline this morning on WBEN. Brad, the FBI yesterday released some details in the Trump assassination attempt, including photos of the gun that was used, the backpack that was used, as well as explosives in his car. Now, this investigation is not over. Is it unusual that they released this?
Yes, it is, excuse me, unusual. And I think because, and these are their words, is because of the dearth of misinformation that's being put out. Like any other profile event, Susan, the conspiracy theorists jump in to the story from things like that the government or the president, Biden, had something to do with it, to the FBI altered evidence that was found in or around the shooter on top of the building in Butler, Pennsylvania. I mean, stuff that's, there's nothing just to support these theories, but they're trying to counter it by saying, here, this is what we found so far. We haven't found a motive. We found a bunch of searches that, excuse me, in and of themselves aren't alarming. That's kind of where we are at this point. You know, a lone actor, no connections to anybody else. He decided to do this. He planned it. And that's sort of, at least at this point, end of story.
Yeah, Brad, on that motive, it's been described as it's elusive right now. No one can really tell what the shooter's motive was. Is that the way that it could stay? You know, at the end of the day, we're talking about somebody who's doing something the most people would never even think to do. Do his actions have to make logical sense in any way?
Well, to him, I mean, most of these mass shootings don't make any sense as to why people do them. I mean, they're all, by and large, suicide missions. And clearly, obviously, this one was. But he strikes me as the following, and the FBI is not saying this, I am, that he's a kid that was, you know, isolated, bullied, sort of alone in the world, super smart, apparently. And I think this was all driven about attention and fame. And he was looking for a famous target. I mean, based on these searches, I mean, former President Trump is you know, mentioned in these searches, but there's a lot of other things. I mean, he did 60 searches apparently on both Biden and Trump about the RNC and the DNC conventions, and things that, like I said earlier, in and of themselves aren't alarming in any form or fashion. But he had these pictures, apparently, that were discussed earlier in an earlier release of President Biden and Trump, the Princess of Wales, and there was a couple of other famous people in there. I mean, it sort of tells me he's looking for somebody famous to shoot. And President Trump just happened to become convenient because he was holding this rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, roughly, I think, an hour from this kid's house. And it may be just that part of the story may be just that simple.
Knowing what we know now, could or should the shooter have been identified or stopped prior to this happening?
I don't think so. I mean, only based on what it's been released. I mean, you know, crimes tend to get committed when people don't know they're going to happen because the person committing the would-be crime hasn't told anybody they're going to do it. They haven't placed it online. Nobody's noticed any discernible change in behavior in a person, or if they have, they haven't reported it. And I just think that's what you have, you know, with this kid. And I question that he could have been stopped prior to July 13th. Now, it's a different story. It's not what we're talking about. But he clearly should have been stopped once he got all of the red flags that were popping up in reference to him at the event itself prior to the shooting. But that's, you know, that's really on the Secret Service, not the FBI, to figure out. And I assume they have figured it out at this point. Bad communications, maybe bad placement of snipers, et cetera. But beforehand, I question whether we could have stopped him.
Is this the new norm, do you think, for law enforcement? You know, locally we've seen police try to do kind of the same thing, and that is get body cam video or any video that exists out to the public as soon as they can, pending whatever investigation is going on, to just kind of stop the rumor mill or to give people something concrete so they don't make up their own story. Is this the future of, you know, whether we're talking about something as huge of an investigation as this or down to the local level?
I think so. I think it's you have to do the best you can to get in front of what the conspiracy theory folks are putting out there. And, you know, the biggest problem, Brian, is that law enforcement is only as good as their relationship with the community they're working in. And if you don't trust the police or the FBI or whomever it might be in law enforcement, it makes their job so much more difficult to do. And it, in particular, makes it more difficult for them to solve things or intercept things before they happen. And so we're doing such a disservice by all this conspiracy stuff, which, you know, now is just, of course, rampant. But it's really big time damaging to law enforcement.
Brad, thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.